Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. As always, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for you guys taking the time to join us tonight on At Home with Victoria, a news, information, and entertainment show where we try to, let folks come on who've got something that they want to talk about. Generally, we do focus on positive stories. So if you are listening for the first time, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. My sidekick is also with me, entertainment co-host Michael Kay. MK, what is up? How are you today?
I'm very, very well. How was your Halloween?
Halloween was actually good. You know, I had my niece and nephew, so that was pretty cool because anytime I get to do anything with Davey and DJ, that's always very cool. And we actually went to a nursing home, and they wore their costume. That was on Saturday, a couple of days before Halloween. And they went around and gave out candy to nurses and also the residents of the nursing home. That was very cool because you could tell it was so much appreciated by the elderly folks and the residents who lived there. So that really touched my heart and the kids too. So, I'm always trying to teach Davey and DJ the importance of giving back. And it was clear that they enjoyed that. So they have asked Aunt Victoria, if we can go back and do the same thing for Christmas, but of course they dress up as Miss Claus and Santa, and or reindeers, and take candy. So I told them, of course. Did you give out candy, or was it kind of quiet at your house?
You know what? Last night I went ahead and I actually put my black sheet over the windows and shut off the lights and pretended I wasn't at home. Last year was getting too dicey. Last year there was kids coming up with a cigarette hanging out of their mouths and, trick or treat. It's like, trick or what am I supposed to give you, a bottle of vodka? I mean, they're just getting too old in this area. So I took the risk of absolutely not doing anything. And, it's getting too scary.
I think that is the funniest story of having a kid in a costume. Well, obviously, they must be at least teenagers. You know, kids these days, my goodness, with a cigarette saying trick-or-treat. That just completely just makes me laugh. The other cool thing that happened in D.C., and I have to give a shout-out to all the police officers and the commanders at the 7th District Police Station in Anacostia. Every single year, they take the first floor, the lobby, in this long hallway inside the police station, and they decorate it. And I put pictures on my Facebook page. And let me tell you, these people really put a lot of work, time, and effort, and it shows. I mean, they even go as far as to go to a local funeral home, and they donate a coffin for this event. I mean, as an adult, if I was scared just looking at it during the day. So I can imagine what it's like when the kids go through. And apparently my brother, who works at that particular police station, says that the kids literally are crying, MK, when they come out from that, because it literally is that scary. And he said some of the adults are, like, really even scared. But I think that's great because the radio station is there. They give them hot dogs and chips, and they give them all the candy that they want. They can go through as many times as they want. So I think it's just great that, they do that as a community service. And it's a big deal to them because they do it every single year, which is cool. So if you're inside the chat room, tell us what you guys did for. Oh, no. My call says it on Halloween, his car broke down. Not good.
Yeah, little Kimmy was stranded by the side of the road, and he was trying to get someone to tow her, and the tow truck guy kind of gave Mike some attitude, so Mike had to put him in his place. It's not a funny story. No one likes being stranded by the side of the road, but yeah, it was a bad Halloween for Miss Kim Cullop.
Well, what's interesting about Mike, if anyone knows Mike Cullop, and he's a regular guest on At Home with Victoria, Mike is a very peaceful person. You know, his posting is always something positive. He's always just got something really cool to say, or, you know, he'll come by and, you know, your wall and say, "Hey, news lady, how it going? How's it going? What's up, MK?" So yesterday was the first time that I ever saw in my life that he was so fired up about something, and he posted that, and that, of course, was about the car. So I just got such a chuckle out of that because, you know, Mike is this kind of like mild-mannered guy, but I tell you, he was hot.
He was hot out of the car, that's for sure.
Yes, 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 he definitely was. So looks like, MK, who do we have inside the chat room since we're talking about Mike Colop right now?
Tonight we have Parthenia, actually, is going to be coming on the show. We have Mike Colop. We have Catherine Taddy from California and Asphyxia and guest 25356, so some new guests. So Asphyxia wants to know if this comes out wrong, but is this a woman or a man? Victoria is a woman, and I am a man, even though sometimes I can be conceived to be a woman, but I'm not. I'm a strong black woman, just like my counterpart, Victoria.
And even though sometimes my voice is a little heavy, I'm a asphyxia. I am a television news anchor, so I kind of, some people say I have a TV voice, not quite sure what that means, but yeah, I'm a woman, and MK is a man. So that's actually pretty funny. So basically, we decided that we were going to do the show tonight because we've had so many guests on the show. So I said to MK, we've got to do a show where we can kind of update and just have some of our other guests back on the show to kind of let everybody know how it's going for them and what they're working on as we kind of get near to the end of the year, which, by the way, I cannot believe. I saw something on television. I think it was QVC. I was flipping the channels, and they had this little screen up that said 58 or 53 days until Christmas, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I know.
It just seems like yesterday I was swimming, you know, on my property in my swimming pool, and now they're talking about Christmas. But anyway, who knows? So should we bring Miss Parthenia on the line and see what's up with the Warmer Foundation?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear about her foundation. Absolutely.
Parthenia, hey, darling.
Hello.
Hello, sugar.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you,
doll? We're very happy now that we have your voice on at home with Victoria.
Oh, you're so sweet, Victoria.
So what is up? Give us our update on anything that's going on, what we need to know about, and, of course, the website and how we can help.
Okay. Well, we have been doing some great things. We had our black tie, and I presented the Founders Award to a third-year nursing student at Bowie University. Every year I plan to give a 200 personal donation to an outstanding nursing student. She does not have to be a single mother or in my partner school, Prince George's Community College. So that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. We honored her, and then we had three beautiful young ladies that are applying from Prince George's Community College for our Project Impact Scholar Program. And deadline is November 15th for anyone to apply for that, and it's a $250 semester book stipend. And it'll be awarded January 2012.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I'm thinking of when you said books, because I remember when I was in college, you know, of course, that's a huge expense for parents. And a lot of kids, at least I know, they go to Prince George's Community College and a lot of community colleges. A lot of those kids work. So I'm sure anytime they can get any extra money to help towards the books, I know that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I actually sat down with the nursing director and said, okay, what is the greatest need? What keeps the students from applying? What is it that I could help with specifically? And she said it was definitely the books.
Wow.
And
good
the books,
for you.
Yeah, and I mean, and the books are just $250. It sounds like a lot, not, but, I mean, it's the world to someone that's a single mom that has 2-3 kids and trying to put themselves through nursing school and work and be a mom and dad and all that to someone. So,
and I know that was one reason why Michael K. Just fell in love, MK, with your organization because of what you do, MK.
Yeah, it truly is a fantastic organization, and I'm so very sorry I didn't make it up to your big event. That was October 15th at the Andrews Air Force Base, and how did everything turn out? I'm so curious, Parthenia. I'm really sorry.
It was gorgeous. I posted pictures Make sure I link you all to the pictures. We had some great pictures taken. It was about 30 people. It was very nice, very, very
good.
Nice, intimate. We had a beautiful performer, Isan Bilal. We posted her performance, actually, on our website. Not on our website. It's on our foundation page. And it was a good time, very good time.
Good.
We raised about $200.
In fact, I did see the pictures. I was sort of online, but not online that much because I was working on some projects. But I did see the picture, and I just remember, of course, you know, anything like that makes a news lady happy. I had a really big smile on my face, and it just looked like everyone had a great, great time. And for those of you that want to know more about the Warfare Foundation, Michael Kay has put all of your information inside the chat room, so you can more than welcome to, you know, maybe not right now, but later on when you're, you know, in your PJs, you've got your laptop and sipping some coffee or tea, you know, take a look at all the wonderful work that Parthenia is actually doing. So, Parthenia, for people who don't know, you know, the sort of basis of the foundation, give us sort of the 411 on that.
Okay, the Warfare Foundation was founded by myself, and I served the military 20 years as a single mother. I actually had my oldest daughter, who's now 33, when I was 17, I was a junior in high school, and I just kept going to school. I had her 2 weeks later. I was back in school working, paid for my daughter to do babysitting, cost, all that, took everything up on my own shoulders, worked for a while and said, hey, I need to do something different. So in 1982, I had her in 78. 1981, December, I enlisted in the military, and I retired in February 2002. And basically had my second daughter, who just turned 26 on the 2nd of October, while I was in the military. And both of them just turned out to be beautiful young ladies, outstanding students. They graduated a year early, just the proudest mom I can be. And one just got signed with Wilhelmina Models to be an actress. So I'm just
Oh,
congratulations.
Elated.
That's great news.
Yes. So I'm just full of joy.
Of course, we know that we on At Home with Victoria get first dibs on those many, many interviews that will be coming down the pike from your daughter
absolutely.
All the wonderful things that, yes, with the wonderful
things that. She actually was
that,
our hostess. She was our mistress of ceremony for the event.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, she's doing good things. She's based out of the Pennsylvania area. It'll be the Philly office, but most of her work will actually be in New York. So you all will get first dibs on everything for sure.
Great.
That is absolutely wonderful. MK, anything you've got for this lovely lady before we let her go?
Yeah, I just wanted to go ahead and reach out because I know Parthenia, you haven't been feeling really well lately, but how are you feeling?
That's right.
I'm okay. I go back and forth with it. If people don't know, I suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative disc disease. I have anemia really bad, and I've had a total hip replacement, and I had two discs taken out of my neck in May of this year, and right now I'm ongoing. I'm in a pain management, under a pain management doctor who's been doing a series of injections in my neck. I had one this week, and they're trying to keep from doing total shoulder repair of both of my shoulders right now, so... going through a lot. I actually have an opiate pain patch that I wear 72 hours at a time. So I'm
you know, and it's interesting, and you know, it's interesting because of course I, you know, knew that you were going through a little bit because we would communicate privately. I didn't know that it was to the extent as what you're telling me today, but I always find it amazing, Parthenia, people like you that privately, you know, are suffering from these different things and you're having these surgeries, but yet you still find the time, the strength, and the commitment to your foundation and what you actually do. I mean, there are really no words to describe somebody like you who constantly does that and you're sick all, you know, pretty much most of the time and in pain.
Well, and Victoria and Michael, I'll tell you both that founding the foundation in 2009 when I first went out on short-term disability waiting for my hip replacement was all I had to hold on to. I had lost control
Gotcha.
For all my life with my kids and from high school, and I'm trying not to cry here, I had control of everything. And to be that strong person who served most of the high-powered Army four-star generals, I traveled the world with them, worked 14, 16 hours with them at a time sometimes, still managed to have beautiful children with great grades. It was kind of hard for me to see that something had me down and I could do nothing about it. So the foundation has given me that hope and helping somebody else, helping another single mother with just, if it's just love and they call me at 2 o'clock in the morning if they need to talk, whatever it is, just really has helped me. And I've been at Prince George's Community College. I try to go twice a week for at least an hour or so and sit and talk to some of the young ladies up there. And that really has...
And you know, I can admit, and you know, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm thinking about Michael Kay because he and I had this discussion, I think it was about a year ago, where, you know, you're kind of going along in your career and you're kind of going along in life and, you know, perhaps it's an illness, perhaps it's something with your parents, but there's something kind of major that happens that changes that dynamic. So you go from, you know, like you said, this person who's with these top generals, you know, in the military, to traveling all around the world, I mean, literally the world, to going to places I probably can't even pronounce and have never even heard of. And then all of a sudden it's kind of like you have this life and then you don't have it anymore. So there is definitely, you know, a grieving period that one goes through. MK, remember we literally had that discussion.
Yeah, and Parsini, I just have to take my hat off to you because I know you've been dealing with all these afflictions. And, you know, once again, I couldn't be prouder to know you, darling. I think you are a true angel for helping out where you can. So, you know, I think Victoria, if you can find that clapping button, I think Miss Parsini
needs a
round of applause. Just please know that all of your efforts are by everybody. There we go, another one. Just know that your efforts are noticed and recognized and so valued by the community. I have Mike Cullop and Catherine Taddy in the chat room saying, Catherine Taddy, thank you, Parsini, for helping others when we know you're suffering and pain and we have so much going on with your own health. So, you know, please know that nothing you do goes unnoticed. Just know that.
Absolutely.
Okay, and the only last thing I want to say is that I've decided that the three young ladies that came to our event that are applying for our scholarship, I'm going to personally give them meals for Thanksgiving, whether it's if they know how to cook, I'll give them all the stuff to cook, or if they don't know how to cook, they'll come eat dinner with me.
There we go.
I think that is wonderful. I think that's wonderful. I'll have to privately email you because, you know, around that time I'll be in Washington for Thanksgiving. So maybe if they don't know how to cook, maybe I can go shopping with you and throw in a few things in the shopping cart for baskets that we can go ahead and give to them. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Thank you, Victoria.
And plus,
beautiful.
I get to see you. That's even better. So thanks for being with us tonight. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. And I'm going to put one last thing in the chat room about an organization I partner with that helps my single mothers with young kids.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good. And we'll take a look at it. Maybe, you know, in the future we can get them on too. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, Parsini.
Right. Thank
Have
you,
a great
love.
Night.
And that was Parsini with the Warford Foundation. Yeah, I was glad that you brought up that I knew that she was having you know, some health issues, and I didn't mention it. So I was glad that you did, and she was more than willing to talk about it, because I think now if you're listening to the show for the first time and you're learning about the Warford Foundation, just the knowing the background story to what she's going through, I just think makes it even more important for what her cause and her mission is.
Absolutely, and truly a wonderful woman. And just for anybody who wants to go ahead and give, they have a PayPal account. You can find them at www.warfordfoundation.org. So make sure to go ahead and do that. They also have a blog spot, the warfordfoundation.blogspot.com, and they have a Twitter account, the Warford. So go ahead and check them out. And if you feel like giving some, give generously, because this lady's doing a lot for everybody. So, So I adore Parthenia, and I knew she was going through just a bunch of crap, and, you know, with the opiate patches and stuff. You know, I'm pretty shocked that you know, opiate patches are really super strong. So yeah, I got to give her two hands just for being lucid. I mean, the woman holds it together on every end. I would be loopy.
I know. It's interesting because as soon as you said opiate patch, I started thinking, I've never had one, but I can only imagine how strong that must be. And I'm thinking she's so coherent and elegant tonight, you know, that obviously, you know, she does pretty well with those patches and being on the show. It's funny because I was literally, MK, thinking the same thing. So, like, another guest that was on At Home with Victoria, and in fact, Christopher, who we're going to talk to, Christopher promised me, MK, that he's going to do a write-up about our show on his online magazine, G-Man Magazine. So Christopher
Fantastic.
Was also... Yes, yes, yes. We kind of talked about that the last time he was on News Crunch with me, and I kind of got busy and he got busy, so I guess eventually we'll get a date, so I'm looking forward to that, you know, for us to get a little bit press and let everybody know about the great things that we're doing. But Christopher is very, very cool. I like him a lot. You know, he's this young guy who is one of these people that you know that if he continues on the course that he's going, that we're definitely going to hear about him naturally. I don't know, what would you say, in the next 5 or 6 years or maybe sooner than that, MK?
I would say probably inside, too, because I checked out the first edition of G-Man, and it's very, very good. Checked out the second edition and actually had to email him personally just because the layout, the format, the quality of articles that he's producing in this magazine is fantastic. And, yes, I mean, maybe it's because I'm an old man now, but it looks like a child. I mean, he's such a young
man. I know, Christopher!
Chris,
you look like a kid. How could you not have this knowledge looking like a kid?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I'm just going to have to say, this is going to be a hard follow-up to that last interview.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Parthenia is great people.
Right?
I know. I'm like, wow, that is all I hope for in my life is to do something that great. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting there.
So look, if you ever on your online magazine ever do start any kind of, I don't know, section where you spotlight people or whatever, I mean, she would just make a great story because I know she's based, again, out of D.C., but, you know, she's always looking for, you know, press just to try to get the word out there about what she's doing. And not so much because I know Parthenia well enough. Doesn't have anything to do with her getting her face out there. It's just to be able to inform more people about who she is and what she's doing in an effort to help people. So,
right. Well, we actually have a section each time that's called Make a Difference, and it sort of highlights either foundations or people or individuals. So we're kind of expanding what that's going to be. But, yeah, definitely, that gives me a great idea for upcoming
years. Yeah, she would definitely be doing that for Making a Difference. Well, speaking of that section that you were talking about, Making a Difference, we all know how fabulous G-Man Magazine is. For those people that are new, give us a little rundown on it and, you know, what it's like and what kind of sections are in there, your contributors and all that good stuff.
Okay, well, the first one we sort of started out with, you know, one sort of story each section. And this time we've really expanded it. We've added about 6 authors this time because the response was actually overwhelming a little bit because I was getting so many emails from people wanting to be involved. So it's hard for me to say no to people, of course, because I want as many people as I can have. But really the idea of G-Man Magazine is I want to share really inspiring stories with people and to get people to think and maybe to learn a little bit and to open their minds to all different kinds of people. And really to see, I think, the power that they have within themselves to go out and do something. Or to, you know, change. And so my uncle Michael Taylor Gray, who is on the show often, he actually came up and helped me come up with sort of the vision of it being like an integrated lifestyle magazine that, you know, is connecting people. So that's sort of the gist of it. We have people doing entertainment, you know, books and movies and music, but these kind of reviews are very different than your normal magazine. We don't focus on any of the negative, like the things that we don't like. We only share with you what we really do like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what makes the magazine different than other magazines is we're really not trying to focus on negative topics. We're trying to focus on things that are important, and just giving you the facts. Like, we have a guy named Preston Mackey, which is one of my favorites, and he does Politically Motivated. And, you know, that's a really hard topic to talk about without stepping on people's toes.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Absolutely.
Every time we talk about the issue and what we want to do, and I just tell him, please just back it up with as much research as you can, because if somebody said such and such, well, that's the truth. And then you
right.
can give your opinion, too, because, I mean, we want everybody to have a voice in the magazine. But I think that's the hard thing to do, is sort of talk about politics and religion and to keep it where it's not attacking anyone, if that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a part of your mission, a part of your mission where you talk about at the magazine that you want to focus on positive things and things that are really going to make a difference. I mean, there's so many trashy magazines out there and online publications that, you know, but it's rare that you have somebody doing literally what you're doing and what we do on At Home with Victoria. It's not so much about, hey, you know, we're trying to give you the scoop on who's got a baby bump, or I don't know who's doing this or that, but it really is to provide, you know, you with good information that, you know, perhaps maybe if you can't use it, you're going to know someone else who will be able to use it. So as a journalist, and we kind of had this conversation before, Christopher, that was one of the things that I really liked about what you're doing there at G-Men Magazine. And plus, besides that, it's a pretty slick-looking online publication. I've seen a lot of publications online, and I get to see a lot just being a journalist. So that was really probably one of the first things that caught MK my eye about it, is that it's very, very slick-looking, and I like that.
Oh, it's slick-looking, and it's so easy to maneuver through. I mean, that's what I like, too. I mean, it's, you know, I don't have one of those fancy, you know, 4G tablet iPad things and stuff like that, but it was just so cool to go through. But yeah, rub it in, miss, rub it in. But Christopher, I was really, really pleased that the way you handled this story of Austin Berry, who's a 14-year-old teenager battling Crohn's disease, it was so well written and such a sensitive topic. How did you... Did you learn a lot about Crohn's through that? You must have, but what did you know prior to what you actually reported on?
Well, this is the interesting thing. The last time that I was on the show, I was actually at the hospital pacing back and forth talking to you guys because Austin was in the hospital. And, you know, I was kind of split in between, do I need to do this or what should I do? And I felt like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do this. He would want me to do it. But he was very, very sick, and I think I was just really worried, you know, because his mother is one of my best friends. So it was just really hard seeing him being sick with Crohn's, but getting pneumonia and getting infections and just it seeming like he was never going to get out. But anyways, I talked to his mom about a month and a half later and said, you know, I don't want a celebrity on the cover of my magazine. You know, I want real people and real stories. And I said, you know, I think he has a really powerful story to tell because we don't ever see 14-year-olds on the covers of magazines, ever. Even someone told me, you shouldn't do that. And I said, why not? You know, he has a story to tell just like anyone else does. And I interviewed his mom and his dad as well, but I ended up coming up with the idea of just keeping my part very simple and just relaying what he had to say because I thought that was the most important thing. And he was so good at it. You know, he just sat down and he talked to me for about 35 minutes. So it was a very easy interview. But it was just, I just thought it was really important to share that with people. And I've actually gotten several emails and seen things on Facebook where people are like, oh my God, I have Crohn's disease and no one ever talks about this. And one guy said, take what this kid had times two, and that's my life. And he's, I think he was around 23 years old. So it was really gratifying to get all of that response back. And also, this opened up the magazine to a whole different demographic, because
yeah.
we had
yeah.
tons of mothers and fathers reading this who normally would probably not come and read G-Man. So,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
that was good, too, because I think they were getting exposed to maybe some different things, too. So, yeah, he was very happy with it. He was like, I'm a
you know, and you know, one thing too about the magazine, and as we're having this conversation, yes, MK, I'm one of those people that have all the latest little technology tools. I'm sitting here and I'm actually looking at the magazine, and you know, the other thing that I do like about it is that all of your contributors. You know, I like that you've got a mixture of different backgrounds, ethnic groups, and I just love that, you know, you've just got a mixture of all different types of people. Of course, one of my favorite your contributors is Mr. Steve Silverman, and actually Michael will be on with us to talk about A Pretty and All That, what's going on there. But Steve wrote this hilarious column about how he doesn't like kids. And
yes.
Michael, MK and I don't have kids, and sometimes we talk about how, you know, you kind of have these people that will say, oh, well, if you don't like kids, no, but you're going to love my kid. And I was telling Michael that I completely sort of get that, because when I do things with my niece and nephew, I think it's the greatest thing in the world, and I post it all on Facebook, and I'm so proud of them. But then one day I thought, you know, Victoria, people really probably don't care about your niece and nephew, but to me, they're like the greatest thing in the world. So when Steve wrote that column expressing his concern with kids, it just kind of hit home to me, and it was just really, really, really funny.
Well, can I tell you, that was the most commented, I've had more responses from everybody, which section do you like? Steve Silverman. And I'm like,
yeah.
I know, he's just
he's funny.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, he is just a wonderful person. And, you know, I'm so lucky and so thankful to every one of them for taking the time to do this, you know, with me. And I try to remember that and try to tell them that, you know, you're not doing this for me or for yourself. We're all doing this together. And I try to keep it like a family, because I have such great people. Another person that we added is Hutchin Foster, and he's doing Mommy with a Penis. So I think that's a good correlation between Steve Silverman and him, because his whole life is about children. And I got to tell you this story real quick, okay? I found Hutchins on Twitter, and didn't know he knew anybody that I was related to, but I was reading his tweets, and I was like, I've got to have this man in the magazine. So I emailed him. You know, I didn't hear back from him for 2 months, and I was telling Michael Taylor, my uncle, about it, and he was like, oh, I know him. Let me call him. So 2 days later, he's like, yeah, I'll do the magazine. So I'm thinking, how small of a world, how many millions of Twitter people are out there, and that happened. So, I just feel
and
very
speaking
lucky.
Of Twitter, and speaking of Twitter, you are on Twitter, right?
We are, yeah. G-Man Magazine.
Yeah, you're on. You got the gmanmagazine.com. You got Twitter. You can find G-Man Magazine actually here on Facebook as well. Just type in G-Man Magazine into your subject line. So, yeah, it's getting so good, Chris. And I'm just want to go back to Austin for a second. How's he doing right now?
He is doing great. I mean, it's funny because I saw how sick he was for 2 weeks in the hospital, and within a week and a half after getting out of the hospital, we were on the we were at the lake, running around. You know, I was chasing after him. We were riding go karts. So it's just amazing how quickly this child heals.
Good.
You know,
that's wonderful.
And I think, you know, he wouldn't say this in the interview, but I've known him for about 9 years now, and I see a difference in his personality. He seems much more loving and caring towards people now. I think that maybe it scared him this time, and he didn't say that, but this is just the impression that I've gotten from him. He was very excited about it.
Wow, that's very cool. I do want to say that if any of you are out there listening and you you know, are interested in following Christopher Davis and what they do at G-Man Magazine, I just liked G-Man Magazine today. I guess somehow that was an oversight on my part. I didn't know that you had that page on there. So Christopher Davis is also on Facebook, but also you can just go to G-Man Magazine on Facebook, and I would recommend that you like go ahead and like them on Facebook. And plus, that way I think it's easy, too, because under information, you've got the direct link right there to the website. So, you know, I just think that it's a little bit easier to do it that way. So can you give us sort of a sneak peek of to what's coming up in the next online edition?
Yes, I can. The next one is going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about it because we're going to do a holiday issue. I said, you know, this is my favorite time of year. I have to do one.
Ooh.
So it is going to be all of the politics, all of that stuff is taken out. And it's just going to be focused on all of our different stories. I mean, we have people that, you know, celebrate Chinese holiday, that are Jewish, you know, that are atheist. I mean, we have, like, a wide range of people. So I think just trying to piece everybody's stories together and so they can tell you what the holidays mean to them. And, you know, we'll have recipes and gift ideas and all that kind of stuff. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, you have to promise, you know, I'm going to be shameless in trying to get Michael Kay and I in the magazine. So you have to promise us that the beginning of next year or the spring-summer issue that you'll get a nice little shiny article in there about At Home with Victoria.
I will. And can I say
the woman has no pride, Christopher. Absolutely none.
Hey, I understand that feeling. You have to do that to get out there. But I just wanted to say one more thing to your audience. You know, if anyone is interested in contributing, you know, throughout every issue or even a single issue, you know, we would love to hear what you have to say. And
that's
great. That's great.
For anyone. So, but, yeah, thank you all so much for being such big supporters, too. I mean, I couldn't do it without just this whole group of people that have been so supportive. So I feel blessed every day.
Well, Michael Kay and I love you, but, you know, we don't really have a choice because we're afraid of your uncle. So, we're afraid of him. In fact, I wish he was calling in right now because then I could have the two of you on the line together at the same time. So, Michael Green Taylor, if you're out there listening, call in.
Yeah, call in
right now so I can have you guys on the line at the same time. So we're kind of afraid of him, Steve Silverman, the whole Pretty Crew. So whenever they it's kind of like the mafia. All they have to do is make a suggestion, and then Michael Kay and I do it, basically.
Right. He's very good at that, I'm telling you. I will say, you know, we're kind of alike, so you might be scared of me in the future. So you never know.
Oh, boy.
He rubs off on you.
Even though you look like a kid, it sounds like, we're still going to be a little bit afraid of you. Oh, you know, but Christopher, this is what I wanted to ask you now that I'm thinking about it. So I know you've got the politics and you've got folks that follow that. So is anybody going to be writing or have they, because I missed it, I didn't get a chance to see all of the latest issue about Herman Cain, and especially those allegations that came out about the sexual abuse charges against those two former women while he worked at the that association. Is that any, you guys are going to touch that?
Well, we talked about five candidates this time, and we sort of left Herman Cain out because at the time he wasn't a front runner.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about that yet because I feel like that is something that may be crossing the line a little bit. You know, I think that, you know, maybe if he comes out and tells, well, maybe if we find out what the truth is, let me put it that way, if we find out what the real truth is, maybe then we can talk about it. But I don't want to speculate or anything like that. To me, it does matter, but it doesn't matter for the magazine, I don't think.
True.
Okay, I got you. Fair deal. Well, listen, your Michael didn't call in, so we're going to move on and we're going to let you go. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to call in, and we're going to continue to follow you and support you.
Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, we'll talk soon.
Talk soon, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good. And everyone, that is Christopher Davis. He's the founder and editor and CEO and all that good stuff of G-Man Magazine. We do have the links inside the chat room, but if you're not in the chat room and you're just listening from the comfort of your home, search G-Man Magazine, and I assure you it will come up. And if you're on Facebook, you can also search it on Facebook as well as Twitter. But, yeah, check it out. I just, like I said, you know, I can't, I sound like I'm going to keep repeating myself, but I can't say enough about it. And really, MK, there's a little bit in there for everybody, I think, right?
Absolutely. And I love the fact that he's including not just famous people. You know, you can't have a magazine that's on famous people. Everybody gets bored of that crap. I know I do. But, yeah, I mean, having regular contributors just like you and I. And I'm just shocked at the quality of it. I mean, I was so blown away by the first issue and then the second issue.
No.
It was like, wow, this is
right.
All really grown up. I was so
right.
Happy and thrilled. So, yeah, I'm just texting Michael Taylor Gray right now, so I'm just going to go ahead and tell him to call in. I don't know if he's occupied.
You go ahead and text him, and as you do that, I do want to mention that I was just on Facebook, and our good friend Tam at Hush Boutique just posted some really cool pictures and new clothing that she has for winter. So, ladies, I've got to tell you, I saw a couple of pieces there that really caught my eye that I said, oh, could you please, please, please hold that for me if you have it in my size, and I'll grab it when I make my way to D.C. So she's put a lot of new inventory, and she's got a website. So all you've got to do is just Google Hush, H-U-S-H, Hush Boutique, and check out all of what Tam has to offer if you're looking for anything new to wear, especially if you've got any upcoming holiday parties, Christmas parties, cocktail parties, all of that good stuff. I definitely think you should check it out because she's got some really, 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 really cute things that's going on. So if you are just joining us, we are about, I would say, 45 minutes into the show right now. This is sort of a recap. We're having some past guests who have been on At Home with Victoria to recap and tell us what's going on in their world and in their life. And we're just kind of doing a quick update. And at the end of the show, Michael Kay is going to make a big announcement about a project that he is working on that I'm very much supporting him, that At Home with Victoria is kind of doing together. MK?
Yeah, I'm really I don't know, Victoria, I don't know if you caught that just a segue, Pretty Season 3 is now up and running on Facebook and on prettytheseries.com. Fantastic episode with Martha Byrne, Kirsten Vangsness, Madeline Long, and the most wonderful Jeannie Francis. I am very, very pleased to announce that we will have her coming up on the show. I do believe the date will be November 9th, so I'm excited that she'll be joining us for an hour to talk about what she's been up to, what she's been doing, and touching on the Luke and Laura whole episode. But actually, I had invited Steve Silverman and Stacey McQueen tonight, and it was short notice for them, so they're actually streaming live on Indie Intertube right now. I'm not sure who their host is, but I've tuned into them a few times. So Michael Taylor Gray, you know, is my go-to guy, and he's everything all pretty. But Pretty Season 3 is coming up with some really amazing plot lines, Vic. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this goes, because the first episode certainly did not by any means disappoint the listeners.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, and you know, I was looking at Facebook, and apparently I knew that it was very good because our good friend Shannon from the UK was so excited about it. So I made a couple of comments with that, and she was just like, "Oh, this is the best, and I can't believe this happened." So I was very excited to see just the reaction that that Shannon had mentioned from that as well. And, you know, in the same breath that I talked about Tam and Hush Boutique, Catherine on inside our chat room had actually mentioned, and I got mine in the mail, MK, our good friend Anthony, who sells his clothes on HSN, Home Shopping Network, and also you can order online on his website. He just sent out his Christmas catalog, and he's got some really, really, really nice things. And had I thought about it, I would have asked Anthony to call in tonight. So maybe we've got a show coming up next week. So maybe I can see if he can call in next week and kind of give us a an update on what's going on. But, in fact, as we speak, I am looking at his catalog, and I see a lot of nice things that I like so much, especially especially his back cold shoulder cutout tunic. That is so darling.
I know, and I was looking through the catalog, too, and, you know, he's a crafty little fella. Because as I'm looking through, and it's like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. I'm not going to buy anything for me, but, you know, I'm just kind of looking through, like, oh, that sister could wear that, and yada, yada, yada. But he's so crafty because there's no prices in here. So basically, you got to tune on to HSN, and it's like, you know what, that's brilliant cross-marketing. I mean, I know the man is brilliant, but, yeah, we got to have him on.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was looking,
know,
like, well,
right.
How much
I'm
is that? It's like, oh, it just says tune in. Okay, well, I'll just tune in to HSN then.
You're right. I did not notice that. Like, I'm looking at the color block caftan that I really like. Catherine's talking about she loves the waterfall maxi dress. And I just, yeah, you're right. I did notice there are no price tags on any of this.
Yeah.
But you're
and
right.
You know,
he is crafty.
We're going to have him back on very, very soon because he has expanded his market into the UK. So I'm very, very pleased that he's actually now speaking fluent French. With on European television, so he's now branched into the world. He's a worldwide designer. Not that he wasn't before, but he's just really taking it on.
Really
the road.
Is now.
I'm so proud of him. I mean, you know, I knew him when he was a star, anyways. But he's really gone global, and I'm so proud of him. So it's I adore the guy.
I agree. All right, so this guy who is on the board, we've got to give him, like, a really big introduction. Like this guy, Michael Gray Taylor, like, he needs clapping. And I see Christopher is still on, so that's cool because I can bring Christopher back on. So Michael Gray Taylor is just, like, how can I describe him? Like, he's one of these people from the first time that you had him come on our show, I just simply fell in love with him. And
yeah.
I'm always going on his page every now and then kind of poking fun, saying, hey, what's going on with you, handsome? Because he always has, like, the greatest pictures of himself looking Boston in, like, his little jeans and stuff. And I'm like, check this guy out. Just check him out. Like, so I think, should we do, like, at least some clapping for him, right, MK?
Absolutely. And you know, Michael Gray Taylor is even more fantastic than Michael Taylor Gray. So, yeah, happy to have him on.
I know. Did I get that backwards? But let's go ahead and get it. Oh, well, hello, God. You there?
Hey, thanks for giving me the clap.
There's a salve for that now. You're fine.
You're the first one today.
Oh, you... All of you would say something like that. All of you, and that's why we love you so much. Are you handsome?
Well, I have to say things like that so that my nephew continues to be proud of his uncle, you know. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go ahead and bring him back on for a quick second before we actually start talking to you, because Christopher was on with us for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Christopher, are you still there? Christopher, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are.
Guess who's,
hello.
Guess who's on the line? Say hi to each other. Let's hear
hello.
You chat.
Hi,
oh,
Christopher.
God.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, what do you usually call me? You want to tell everyone?
What
Uh-oh.
Do I usually call you? I say, what's up,
yeah.
Mitch?
Usually I'm called Chatty Cathy.
Oh, Chatty Cathy.
Yeah,
oh, are you kidding
yes.
me? Yeah, that's why there was a big pause there. I didn't hear anything. It was like, what happened to him?
Well, I had you on mute. I was actually hanging out at the Starbucks and listening, so I forgot I had you on mute.
So let me ask you this question, Michael. So, like, you have to be super seriously on a serious note. You've got to be, like, super proud of him because, like, G-Man Magazine is nice.
Christopher has, I think he's exceeded his own expectations because I know this is something that he really was excited about. And, you know, we all get excited about projects and things that we want to do and we have a vision. But being able to take it from the idea format and then to be able to have it come to fruition the way he has, and it's visually, I just think it's fresh, it's fun to look at. He's done a terrific job. I think he really excels at the whole visual aspect of it. I think he's found, you know, his calling, something that he can translate his ideas and have people really buy into and have a good time with. And he's attracted some really good contributors. And it's been a real joy for me to bring Steve Silverman on board, Ray Wong, and some of the others that have come on board over the last couple of months. So I'm very proud of him, and he's continues to chug ahead with it and prove that tenacity and talent together can really make something really something wonderful.
Well, what do you say about that, Christopher?
Wow, that's a lot. Now, I'm the chatty Kathy.
I'm proud, no. And my love has no limits when it's the word.
No, let me say, I feel the same way about him and I. The one thing we got out of the Taylor family that decent is that we both have sort of that creative mind, and we just kind of go after stuff and we do it and we make it happen, and we're very passionate people, and that's definitely what this is my passion. And not really having the job that I want and being out of school and all that just gives me a purpose. So
absolutely.
Yep.
All right, Christopher, we're going to kick you off the air now that we've talked Michael
on
for
ourselves. Crying.
Save me a question. Oh, do you need a tissue, Tito?
I need a tissue.
Well, thank y'all so much. I'm going to listen to y'all's interview with Michael, so have fun.
Thanks,
all right,
Chris.
Thanks,
talk to you soon.
All right, MK, you go ahead and take it away. I feel like I've been talking too much tonight. You go.
I tell you. You're the chatty Kathy tonight, honey. But Michael Taylor Gray, my love, my life. I'm so excited about Pretty Season 3. I watched the episode several times. It's shaping up to be so fantastic. I thought the production values were great in Season 1. Season 3 is even better. I love the introduction to Dr. Kate, Jeannie Francis, and everything. Do you get to see the final edit before it actually airs, or are you waiting just like all of us to see what actually
waiting
is all
like
edited
everybody.
Together?
Oh, absolutely, because Steve Silverman works together with Nicole Oper, who's our editor extraordinaire. And I tell you, I know you hear us say this over and over again, but it's this mutual love and respect fest among our whole cast and crew. And we let them do what they do because it's full faith and effort in what they do. And then I love having a little bit of anticipation of what are we going to see, how it's going to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't fail. They never fail to make me just. I laugh just like you do. I know that sounds so
right.
Funny, I do.
Now you had a big launch for Season 3 at the Warner Brothers lot with over 300 people on the same screen that they screen Harry Potter.
That must have
been surreal.
That Harry Potter. Yeah. Now that was exciting. The theater was gorgeous. It was right on the lot. You walk up to this huge theater with this big marquee up front, with the big lights, and there it is, Pretty Season 3, season premiere. Gorgeous theater. It was probably 500-600-seat theater, and we were about two-thirds of that full, and I was really proud of that because the moderator for the evening is from TV Guide, and he said they had done something there recently for an anniversary celebration of Falcon's Crest, the old nighttime soap that was on not so many years ago. And they said, we had a much better turnout.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, that says something. Yeah.
Well, I was reading today, too, that actually Steve Silverman was chatting with Mackenzie Phillips on Twitter. And Mackenzie Phillips, currently from One Day at a Time, what is a big fan of Pretty.
I tell you, you know, when they say that you never know who's watching,
you never know who's watching.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. And it just we've been so fortunate in bringing people on board as we've grown along and from season 1, 2, and 3. And season 3 is just, it's so charming for everybody. There's going to be all those water cooler moments where you're like, oh, that was funny, or I like this, or I like this. So I'm excited to see how it all comes together and the clarity of it. It's just, it's gorgeous. I'm so glad
it's really
the production values.
Yeah, it's really a pleasure to watch, too. And Vic, in the first, in season 3, first episode, Drew Stevens is actually singing the Gumdrop song, which I think did a bang-up job on that.
I know. I think that's wonderful. And Michael, we both have talked about this before. I love that about Steve and all of us and what we do. We all kind of met through each other on whether Facebook, At Home with Victoria, through Pretty, with fans and all of that. But at the end of the day, all of us really feel like we're family and we all help each other. I just think it's the greatest thing.
I love it.
I love, you know, coming on and talking with you guys and promoting what you do and telling other people about you and sending you fun guests your way. And because you guys have been such tremendous supporters of what we do. And that has helped fuel us. I mean, when we say that, you know, our fans and our friends are responsible for a big part of our success, I mean, all we have to do is point to the fact that, you know, season 2, the majority of the funding and all of season 3 was because of our fans.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's tremendous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kickstarter was
awesome.
Kickstarter was a great episode.
And you see the progression of quality with, like I said, first season was standard def, second season was high def, and this season we shot in 7D. You know, some of this is beyond my mind, but, I mean, the clarity of it, when it was shown on the big screen, knowing that this is going to be watched on mostly on computers and maybe on some TV screens, hopefully, the clarity was like I thought I was watching Avatar. It was that clear.
Absolutely.
You know, so the quality of what we're able to do nowadays, it's just amazing. So, and I hope that the fans and the people who come on board for the first time see that, and I hope it blows away their expectations of what a web series can be, or what, you know, what they know. Because, you know, it's just a couple of years ago when you'd say web series, people would think, oh, yeah, you
exactly.
got a camera and some friends.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny, both of you, I have a story to tell about that, because I was in D.C., and I was a guest on 89.3, Michelle Nude was on her show. They were doing their fall fundraising, and I was on there to help raise money and talk about it At Home with Victoria. And they were kind of, you know, giving me kudos for doing so well and, you know, being born in Washington, D.C., a Washingtonian. So I was kind of telling some of my friends in D.C., I said, hey, I'm going to be on the radio. Make sure you guys listen. So all of a sudden, I kid you not, about of the 10 people that I mentioned, that all of them said to me, well, we don't have radios in our house. Can we get it on the computer? And it was kind of one of those light bulb moments where I've always known that, you know, that the technology is this thing that, you know, people really do use the computer for things now and don't necessarily rely on TV and radio anymore. So that really, really confirmed it. So I thought about that, Michael, when you just said that at one point people were just like, well, what's a web series? Are you, you know, so now everybody knows that.
It's accelerating at such a pace where things are changing so fast in the way we look at things, the way we communicate, and our daily lives, our habits are changing at such a warp speed now. You're like, I haven't had a landline for I don't know how many years, but I'm like you with the whole radio. I listen to, you know, you guys online. I go to iHeartRadio for a lot of my, you know, favorite programming for radio.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are buying smart TVs, and when they turn the remote over, on the back of the remote is a keyboard.
Yeah.
So that they can surf the internet. You know, and so internet and television, it's all meshing, and within a year or so, if that long, you know. But at the event, I'll have to go back and say that, you know, in my mind, I was always thinking that the next step for us would be television, HBO, Showtime, NBC, you know, you name it. But there were two web series there, one of which, Venice, is subscription-based. And the moderator says, hey, if Showtime or HBO wanted to pick you guys up, she said, no, I'm fine where I am. I was blown away by that.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point, because I was trying to watch back episodes of Venice, and they're not available. You can get maybe a 90-second snippet of everything.
She's a subscription-based,
so
yeah.
And so I emailed her and said, hey, you know, how do I watch past episodes? She says, well, you have to subscribe. And I kind of thought, well, that's a little haughty. You know, you're a web series.
Right. Well,
I should be able to watch it for free and stuff. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, well, then that would make sense, because you would purchase your subscription, and that's how you would fund your...
$9.99
a year is what it is?
For the year, for the season,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, for
the season,
And there's another one there that night, I can't think of the name of it right now, but they were bought by a production company, like a $1 million investment, and they're staying online. And that was like after that event, after our screening at Warner Brothers that night, I was like, my whole thought process of you know, where our next
changed.
Step was, it absolutely did. There was this cosmic shift. I'm like, maybe we don't have to go anywhere but where we stay where we are and just, you know.
It really is the next. I mean, and when I say that, because this kind of stuff as a journalist, I follow it, because the television news industry and newspapers are like the fastest dying thing that in the world right now. And you know, I mean, I don't care what, you know, what TV or newspaper society you go to, all of them will tell you that now. It's interesting, because I would say a couple of years ago they would never ever admit that, but now, you know, it's like everybody admits that. And what's interesting, what's the guy Harvey on TMZ? I can't think of his first name. Is it
Harvey Levin.
So he was at the National Press Club. I think it was about a couple of weeks ago. And National Press Club, you know, they always have sort of like the national, you know, big wigs and stuff that come there.
Right.
But he gave a speech, and he talked about, you know, television news, and he talked about the world of computers and this and that. And, you know, and even he was kind of like saying, look, you know, you people need to get it together, and you need to start to have this forward-moving thinking, because, you know, if you at the National Press Club think that, you know, people are going to continue to watch, you know, television as we see it now, he was kind of like, you know, you people are crazy. I mean, that was basically his message to them, and he was like, you know, you've got to spend more of what you do online, and he talked about that more TMZ is even watched online than it is on television.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kirsten Van Zandt, who, you know, plays Michael Champagne's sister in Pretty, she's on Criminal Minds, and she's out promoting her show. Well, she was on KCAL 9 News here in L.A., and they asked her about Criminal Minds, of course, but they also asked her about Pretty, and they were like, so, tell me about these web series, you know. And they said web series, like, tell me about this new thing called the Internet. And
yeah, it was like he was the Tin Man. It's like, ooh, what is this fancy Internet?
Wow,
oh, I can't believe
series.
It.
That's so,
you know,
foreign to me. Yeah. And
I'm so embarrassed for them.
But you know what? But I watched that. Where did I watch that clip? Online.
Wow,
I did
too. Website and watch to look for that clip. I didn't watch it live because I wasn't able to. So I caught, and it just as quickly as people have stopped reading newspapers, unfortunately, you know, how many people do you know that you can count on your one hand of people that and still have some fingers left that actually read a newspaper? But the same thing, like you said, Victoria, the same thing's happening with, you know, watching a live news program on a television. Most people, you know, get it through Yahoo
and you know what's interesting,
and
you know what's interesting with that, and I can completely admit this and be true. So, I've been in the television news business for 17 years. I mean, I started in college, and I'm still doing it up to this present to date. But what's interesting is that I find that, you know, and I was I am what you consider a television news anchor. So, news anchors are the people that sit behind the desk and read the news. News reporters are the ones that you see in the field. So, so what's interesting is that, you know, normally people know you, like, if you go to Walmart and you know, like, I've been very fortunate. I've been on three different billboards in my TV career, so I've had all of that. And it's you know, it is what it is. That's not what makes me. But what's interesting is that I feel like more people know me nationally from At Home with Victoria than all of those years that I spent sitting on television. It's crazy.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just changing at such lightning speed. I mean, I remember it was just, it seemed like it was just a year or so ago that I was asked somebody if they'd heard of this thing called YouTube. And then 5 minutes later, it was like, bam, it just changed everybody's life. And look at what Facebook has done, too. I mean, I go to Facebook before I check my email.
I do too.
I do too.
That's so funny. I wake up in the morning, I put on tea, I start my computer up, I log it up, I go ahead and check on shit, and then I come back to it. Like,
I log on to see if Michael K is there.
Actually, guys, you can get me faster on Facebook than you can emailing me. I mean, it's very rare. Like now for me to check my email, it's a chore. It's like, I mean, I don't really feel like checking that thing. I'm like,
half of my email are notifications from Facebook.
You can get me faster on Facebook than if you called me.
The same with me. Crazy,
Michael,
right?
I know where the Michael K. I know where to find you. And YouTube Victoria. And YouTube
You can call me anytime, Michael Taylor Gregg.
And
Well, you can come poke me. You can come on my wall and come poke me anytime. Oh, you know what?
I love poking and nudging you.
Just switching subjects a little bit, and Michael, I know you can identify with this because it's clear, you know, you live a healthy lifestyle, you know, you're buff and you look great and whatever. So I've decided that I'm going to try to switch my diet just a little and integrate gluten-free food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So today I'm in the grocery store, and I'm in one of those areas where, you know, they really do try to cater to what people ask for. So they've got this whole section now of just gluten-free stuff. So I look in the freezer, and they've got this ice cream. So it's tofu, gluten-free, no sugar, and non-dairy ice cream sandwich. And I thought, that's got to taste like crap.
What?
And I'm thinking, there's no way. So I decide to buy it. So I get to the parking lot. I can't wait to get home to try it. I open it up.
Really?
Looks like, you know, your regular ice cream sandwich. I'm telling you, that was the freaking best ice cream sandwich I have had in my life. So of course I had to eat three more before I got home, but none of them, and all of them are only like, you know, 40 calories, no sugar. It's tofu, gluten free, non dairy. I thought, hey, you know, if I'm going to be eating like this with gluten free, this is good.
Just the description of it makes me want to pour a cocktail, though. That's like, ugh.
Yeah, I'd rather drink a bottle of vodka,
No, I'm telling you guys, it was good. I'm telling you, it was nothing strange tasting about it. That's why I was so so surprised.
Well,
so do any of you know about this whole gluten-free stuff that's going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a friend who, she is a dialect coach and went to grad school with her. She had some real issues with her health and weight and whatnot, and it just was not, it felt like lethargic, and she told me all these things that were going on with her, and she cut them out altogether and has been really diligent about it, and it's turned her whole life around.
Yeah.
And her health.
And I actually have celiac, so it's one of those things where, you know, I tried gluten-free as much as I possibly can. There is sometimes, and I call Cheese my evil ex-husband who beats me, but there's sometimes where I just need a wheel of brie and some crackers. So I plan it. I don't leave the house. I hunker down. I eat my cheese, and then I pay for it for the next day. But it's one of those things where, you do feel. But, you know, I love cheese. There's no friggin' way I can possibly
give
up cheese. Come on.
I know. Cheese and baked goods
and chocolate. what's your Michael Taylor Graham, sorry, who I'm talking to. What's your kind of secret to your fitness and health? Because you know you got it going on there. Tell
us. Oh, sweet. Well, I put on my Michael Gray Taylor hat, and then I just reverse everything that I would do bad wise eating. No, you know, it's just I guess a lot of it really has to do with moderation and portion control, and I think some people don't eat consistently enough so that they might eat too much at one sitting, and I do my best like not to skip breakfast but you know 80% of it really for as far as your exercise routine and all that really 80% of it is your diet. It's just it's what you eat, how you eat, when you eat. So it's not that I don't it's not that I don't have chocolate and the cookies and things like that. I just don't do it all the time and but staying active is helpful. But, you know, like I see people in my gym that I've known and gone for years, see any change. I know they work out as often as I do, and I'm like, but I don't see any change in them. I say, it's got to be diet. Nobody can work out that much and not see some, So, you know, I don't eat a lot of red meat. I don't do the whole salt, and I don't salt and butter everything. Like, I grew up with that in Ohio, let me tell you. Oof, Lord. So, but I didn't inherit that. Thank goodness. And I just eat a lot of mostly fish and chicken and make sure I eat. I make myself a really healthy salad every day. You know, that's one of the things I eat. Yeah. So it's good. And I, you know, it's tasty. I don't deny I don't eat. I mean, I'm glad that what you had was tasty because that did not sound tasty.
It was good. It was good.
I'm not buying it.
But whatever.
You it's all in trial and error, right? You got to really try some of that stuff out to see what's good and what you
can. What I like,
Because it's
absolutely
what you do. It's like, what works? Well, it's such an individual thing. What you do.
Well, what
you
works is, honestly, eat less, move more. I mean, it's not
that's
a
your
secret.
Motto.
Eat less, move
more.
It's not a pill. You know, how much does it cost? Eat less, move more. Where can I get it? It's like, eat less, move more. That's just how simple it is.
Well,
you can't for your mental health.
Today that on the radio, I think it was one of my favorite dub progressive talk show hosts, Randy Rhoads, said, you know, Oprah lost all that weight, had her skinny jeans on that one day, and then she realized she hadn't eaten for a year. You know?
What a shock.
Wait a minute, I haven't had food for a year. Who can sustain that? I mean, the reason why diets don't work is because they're like from week 1 to week 10. What do you do after week 10? I'm not on this diet anymore. I lost all this. But it's just about establishing healthy patterns for yourself and doing something that you'll stick to, that you'll enjoy, and giving yourself.
And you can't be eating. You can't be eating Big Macs and French fries and Burger King and all that stuff like every single day. I have to tell you something that always amazes me are people that go to the gym and they work out, but they're still eating, like, you know, fried chicken and Big Macs and stuff every day.
Think,
I'm like, dude,
it balances out. No, it doesn't. It cancels it. You know, not that I watch a lot of reality television, but I just happened to catch a little spot of Biggest Loser last night. And one of their challenges was showing them, each one of the contestants, their favorite meal that they had described when they first came on the show. And they had to guess the caloric content of it. Well, you know, a couple of the guys had your typical hamburgers and French fries, and one had like three different cheeseburgers. And this one young woman had this plate of enchiladas and the chips and salsa and all that. Their plates were like 2,400 calories.
Wow.
Her and I thought they were going to be the big ones. Hers was like 4,300 calories.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
4,300 calories, and she was like. What's that?
And that was normal at the time for her,
her jaw, she was aghast because she's like, and I would, this is something I would do like several times a week. Wow, that many calories, and what are we supposed to have, like 1,500 to 2,200 a day or something like that?
I know for women, I don't know for men, but I know for women, I think it's no more than like 2,000, but even they tell you, like, you know, you don't really need to try to meet that 2,000 mark. It's, you know, kind of like a mark.
Right. But, I mean, I was like, wow.
Anyway, listen, We only have a few more minutes. We really got way off course here. So I hope Steve Silverman doesn't listen back to this interview and say, I thought they were supposed to be talking about pretty. So is there anything that we need to talk about real quick, Michael, before you have to leave the air?
Well, there's lots of action going on in season three. And like I said, everybody gets a lot of fun, hilarious moments. And I just love where he's taking the characters and the new people he's bringing on and just how seamlessly people join Team Pretty and make it work so well. And I'm just excited about where we're going. I mean, I know that our producers and Steve are out there promoting us and doing their best to keep us going. And he did mention an inkling about a season four. He's already got some ideas about a season four. So I was like, my ears perked up.
Very cool.
this train is going to keep chugging along. So, keep tuning in and keep telling everybody because it is making a huge difference.
It certainly will. And you can go ahead and catch prettytheseries.com at www.prettytheseries.com. Go ahead and log in. They also have a PayPal account if you feel free to donate to them. But Michael Gray Taylor, I can't thank you enough for joining.
Michael
Vic, I'm gonna bust you on this all night.
I know.
But
I can tell. That's why I'm ignoring the both of you right now. But go ahead.
Michael Taylor Gray. You're a great friend. You're a great great supporter of the show. And actually, I just want to make mention too that when Vic started her show, and then I came on board, thanks to Pretty the Series, Steve Silverman and Michael Taylor Gray and the entire cast too, we've grown in leaps and bounds in our audience too. So on behalf of At Home with Victoria, I want to thank Pretty the Series and everything you do. Thank you for making me laugh. You really, it's a hilarious series, buddy, and I'm so happy to call you a friend. Vic?
Well, same here. It's like I said, we're going to have a big, big group hug one of these days in D.C.
I'm going
to grow up here. Now go to McDonald's and get that Big Mac and tell us how it is, all right?
Extra special sauce.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, Vic.
Take care, buddy.
And that was... We love him so much. It's funny because one of our friends inside the AKA Boss Logic says, I wrote in the chat room, now I want a Big Mac from McDonald's, and AKA Boss Logic says, Carl's Jr. is better. Carl's Jr. burger is better.
A Big Mac once in a while won't kill you, but yeah, I want to mention the chat room real quickly, a.k.a. Boss Logic, Catherine Taddy from California, my brother from another money, brother, Parthenia Warford, and Shannon Sybil is actually joining us in the chat room, actually from the UK. So, Pretty the Series, adore it, but now I have to give my fantastic, exciting news.
Yes, go ahead. I'm all quiet. Yep.
Well, now... If the listeners can follow me, you all know that I tend to drink a little Chardonnay. So on a Sunday evening a couple weeks ago, I was going through our little switchboard and kind of X-ing out music that doesn't need to be in our system anymore. Long story short, I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be great if I could have all of this music on a hard copy or a download and everything? And then I had another glass of wine, and then I thought, you know what would be really great is that if we actually invited – past musical guests of At Home with Victoria to do a holiday CD that would be available for download. And then after another glass of wine, I thought, why don't we attach a charity to this? So this is what I've ended up with. At Home with Victoria will be putting together a holiday download that would be available on iTunes. The charity that Victoria and I have, agonized over is actually Time to Fly with Michelle Williams. It's Michelle Jones, I'm sorry. It's for abused women and children and men, victims of domestic abuse. They've been in business 10 years. Vic and I have visited them for events, moved to tears, sloppy tears.
Cried.
Yeah, but anywho, I'm very, very happy to announce that the following artists will be appearing on the At Home Victoria
For the Holidays edition, and it is Shelley Rann, Drew Stevens, Joshua Stedman, SJ Acoustic, Colby Cole, Valerie Geffner, Trey Morgan, Tara Priest, Anna Johnson. Michael Taylor Gray will be singing on it. Alex Cambert is recording, in addition, and he's a great television host down in Los Angeles. Necessary Truth will be contributing. Adeline Cruz from Brazil, now living in Florida. Shannon Sibbald will be actually contributing to, yes, our favorite UK listener, and Don Quinn will be contributing to the album. So that's 15 in total. I'm super thrilled to have these people on board.
Well, let's get a quick clap in there.
Yeah.
So this is what happens when you drink Chardonnay, and that's why we love you so much. And, you know, when Michael called with the idea and told me, I was just thrilled about it, because any of you guys that follow us and follow the show, you know, every single Christmas, as the holiday season, we try to do something different. Last year, my goodness, I think we had about 50 different small businesses on that we gave airtime to talk about, you know, what their products and services were, and we helped a lot of people with revenue last year. So I just thought that this was just such a great idea, and Time to Fly, it's a wonderful organization. We're actually going to do a full show on that, where Michelle is going to come on with some of the women that have gone through the program to give you a little bit more idea about what they do. I had the opportunity to MC one of their programs with Adeline Cruz, and that was how that connection was made, through one of my viewers from television who used to watch me. And, in fact, she was supposed to do it, and she got so nervous when she found out Adeline Cruz was on the bill, so she emailed me and said, hey, Victoria, can you really do this for me? I just don't really want to do it. I'm a little nervous. So I said, sure, you know, no problem. So that was in Northern Virginia. And Michael came down from Delaware. We had a weekend, and it was just a lot of fun. So like you said, we agonized over what organization to do. We try to do for so many people, but that was the one that was dear to both of us. And plus, it was very cool because it was an experience, MK, where you and I were both there that day at that event, and we were so moved together by what they were doing, that, you know, when it really came down to it, we thought, yeah, this is the right decision.
Yeah, it was pretty stunning, and the, you know, domestic abuse has no place really in society, so it is, yeah, the whole event. I wish you all listening could have seen me, because Victoria was the MC for the event. I was the one sitting in the chair crying retardedly. It was that kind of thing. But I'm thrilled that these artists have come on board. It'll be available for an iTunes download. We're bickering up with the price. I'm thinking $9.99 kind of a thing, and that way you can have everything all as your Christmas album. You can play for your Christmas family, and all the proceeds will go towards Time to Fly. And I'm thrilled. I'm just really hoping. And you know what? I'm really thrilled, Victoria, because when I put this message out, I woke up in the morning and I remembered what I did, and I thought, oh no, just cancel the message. You know, I'm thinking like, oh God, that's so much work.
What
but
have
then,
I done?
By the time I went back to Facebook, I had 6 people already confirmed. So, and actually 3 of them had sent me, you know, a tune already. So everything's available, you know, quickly. It's amazing how people come together for an organization. And I'm so proud that we're kind of really doing. I think it's a win-win for everybody. Everybody gets
yeah,
to help
so
out an organization and still get their music out.
And it's clear that from the chatter inside the chat room, everybody thinks it's a good idea. Of course, there is a little poking in the chat room. My call-up says that he's going to, that you and he are going to contribute your rap version of Jingle Bells for the for it. And also, AKA Boss Logic says make sure you keep it real, Michael. So, and they're talking to Shannon about what she's going to be singing. So it is very, very, very cool. So, and I think, too, what's amazing is that as you were rattling off the list of the artists who's going to take part in this, all of that is even so cool because I just realized, you know, time goes by so fast, and we had all of those people on our show, and some of those people had never, and some of those people had never done press before. It was their first time, you know, having that opportunity. So I think that that is just very, very cool. But yeah, so we're going to do kind of a more extended version to tell you more about that, so you can learn more and hear from Michelle and all the good, you know, the women that have gone through that program that they help. So, you know, mark your calendars for that. We're going to do it in November, probably either next week or after Thanksgiving. So make sure you just kind of keep watching that. So I want to thank AKA Boss Logic for hanging out with us tonight. I do appreciate it. Anybody who's new, it's always very cool. Catherine, my co-op, Patina, and also Shannon, who, Shannon, I know in UK time you probably should be asleep. But,
I know.
But we appreciate you being here tonight. So, MK, any last thing you want to say? I want to quickly get off the air because I want to play a song. I want to play one of Shelley Rand's songs tonight.
No problem. Just want to thank everybody for listening, and please look forward to the holiday download. I'm enjoying it as the song submissions come in. There's a whole list of songs, and they're all Christmas standards, a few original songs being actually written for the download. So this is stuff you'll never hear again. So, Vic, it's been a great night. I want to thank everybody in chat, and thanks again. But, Vic, great show.
Great show, great show. Good night, everybody. We love you. See you next week.
You can ride it in smoke with a plane across the sky. You can sing it in a song, a poem, a sweet lullaby. You can stir up emotions in me that I can't control. But words alone can't quench this thirst in my
with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.